Hey, you're listening to Rock and Or Roll, and I counted them up, and I think this is Lucky Volume 13 in my Vinyl Countdown series. As I'm sure a loyal Rock and Or Roll listener, you are well aware of what Vinyl Countdown means. These episodes, I select records from my record collection, rip a cool song from the record, and play them on this episode. So every song you're going to hear on this episode is ripped straight from one of the records from my record collection. We're going to begin with a great song. I love this song. This band is called the March Violets. They formed in 1981 at Leeds University. Original band members were Tom Ashton, Lawrence Elliott, Simon Denby, and Rosie Garland. Perhaps best known for their song on the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack called Turn to the Sky, I played that on my 80s soundtracks episode. I love that song. The record I have is called Electric Shades, and it came out in 1985, released by Relativity Records, and I think it's a compilation of songs from singles. Anyways, this is like a 6-minute song, but it's fucking great. This is killer stuff, so check it out. This is the March Violets and Snake Dance. So maybe you've seen pictures of this record or seen this record around. Sherry Curry, singer for the Runaways, she had a twin sister named Mary. And they put out a record in 1979. The record was called Messin' with the Boys, released by Capitol. And the song I'm going to play for you is another kind of long one. But again, this is a great song. This song was written by Billy Bizeau, who was in The Quick. And The Quick were managed by Kim Fowley, who of course managed The Runaways. Billy, as far as I could tell, didn't write any of the songs that were on The Quick album. I'm not sure if this song was written at the time of The Quick and just not used on the record. I don't know the story behind it. I just know that he wrote this song and it's a great song. It's by Sherry and Mary Curry and it's called This Time.
This time, I'll take it. This
Robert Hazard was an American musician from Philadelphia. He's best known for originally writing and recording the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun, made famous by Cyndi Lauper. I played his version of that song way back on the cover songs episode early in the history of the podcast. I think I've also played, well, I know I played Robert Hazard on the Bob Dylan covers episode, and I'd be surprised if I haven't played his song Change Reaction at some point on the show, but I recently picked up his third album, Darling, that came out in 1986, and there's a song on that record that I liked so much that I wanted to play it on this Vinyl Countdown episode. So this is Robert Hazard from 1986. It's called Hip Pocket. Tim Moore is another Philadelphia guy, just like Robert Hazard. I played a song by Tim Moore on the last AOR AOK episode, and I talked a lot about Tim on that episode. He has a long history. He was signed by Frank Zappa's record label at one point. He played in a band called Gulliver with Daryl Hall. He had 5 solo albums. I'm going to play a song off of his second solo album that came out in 1975. The album is called Behind the Eyes, and the song is called Rock and Roll Love Letter, written by Tim Moore. The Bay City Rollers would have a minor hit with this song in 1976. A year earlier, in 1975, Tim Moore released his original version. And you're going to hear it right now. This is Tim Moore and Rock and Roll Love Letter. Joey Steck, that's STEC, was a member of a kind of legendary progressive psychedelic rock band called The Millennium. That was in the late 60s. In 1976, he released a solo album on Playboy Records. This is a song from that record by Joey Steck. It's called Give My Love to You. David Byron was the original frontman for Uriah Heep. In 1975, he had a solo album called Take No Prisoners. This is a song from that record by David Byron. It's called Silver White Man.
Looking around.
Another Uriah Heep member had a solo album in 1975, and that would be keyboard player Ken Hensley. His album was called Eager to Please. This is a song from it, Ken Hensley, Winter or Summer. Neo is a 1979 solo album by former Milk and Cookies guitar player Ian North. Milk and Cookies were an American glam rock band out of New York. They had one record, very rare. Neo, Ian North's solo album, was recorded in 1978 in Ian Gillan's studio, released by a label called Aura Records in 1979. This came out in the UK, but not the US. Anyways, it's a really good record, and this is a song from it by Ian North. It's called Transistor. Transistor, transistor, transistor on the radio. The Reducers are a cool band that formed in 1978 in New London, Connecticut. They put out three records in the 80s on a label called Rave On Records. We're going to hear a song from the second album by The Reducers. That record's called Let's Go. This is The Reducers and Closing Time. Uncle Green, formed in Basking Ridge, New Jersey in 1980, consisted of Matt Brown, Jeff Jensen, Bill Decker, Pete McDade, and Danny Giordano. They relocated to Atlanta, recorded a single that came out in 1986. Then they released two independent records on a label called New Vision. Those were called Get It Together and 15 Dryden. Those came out in 87 and 88. Then Uncle Green signed to DB Records and recorded two albums with producer Brendan O'Brien. Those albums are called You and What an Experiment His Head Was. Then they would sign with Atlantic Records. We're going to hear a song from the second album on DB Records, produced by Brendan O'Brien. This is a song called The Suspense Is Killing Me.
All my life.
MIA were an 80s punk rock band out of Orange County. As it worked with many bands, their sound got progressively more melodic, better produced, more song-oriented. We're going to hear a song from their 1987 album, After the Fact, came out on Flipside Records. This is MIA, and It's Hard to Say You're Wrong.
Yeah.
Rank and File was an American roots rock band formed in 1981 in Austin, Texas, by brothers Chip and Tony Kinman. They had been in the LA punk band The Dills. Another original member of Rank and File was Alejandro Escovedo. The band put out 3 records, 2 albums on Slash Records, and then the third album, which was self-titled, came out on Rhino Records. We're going to hear a song from that record, the self-titled album by Rank and File. This is called One Big Thing. Green Pajamas are an obscure band from Seattle, formed in the spring of 1984 by Jeff Kelly and Joe Ross. This band apparently has put out 33 albums over the course of their career between 84 and 2014. I've only heard a few of those, including this album, which I have on vinyl. The only one I have on vinyl by this band is called Ghosts of Love, came out in 1990. This is a song by the Green Pajamas called Walking in the Rain.
Wishing it was spring. A little sun and the flowers come, healing everything. Ladybug on the window pane, if I wished, would it be in vain? I'm going walking in the rain. I'm going walking in the rain. crush on a college girl, pretty as the sea. But she's in love with another boy, happy as can be. Some night when the stars are falling,
and the Kill. It's a band formed by Charlie Sexton's brother, Will Sexton. They put out one self-titled album on MCA in 1988. This is a song from that record by Will and the Kill. It's called All Just to Get to You.
Get to you. Well, my love's too strong, my heart's too to you.
Avis Davis is a rock and roller out of New York who moved to Berlin in the early 80s, put out two albums over there in 81 and 82. First album was called Number One. This is a song from that record by Avis Davis. It's called Weekend. DMZ are a legendary Boston garage punk band, put out a very cool self-titled album with Sire Records in 1978. I'm going to play you a DMZ song from a 2-LP set called Live at the Rat, and the Rat was a famous club, punk club in Boston. They put out this compilation of Boston bands, and this is the DMZ song from that comp. It's called Ball Me Out. The Radio Stars were an English new wave group formed in early 1977, formed by Martin Gordon, who had been in Sparks, and ex-John's Children vocalist Andy Ellison. Before this, they had a glam rock group called Jet. Then they formed this more punky band, the Radio Stars. We're going to hear a song from their second album, The Holiday Album, from 1978. This is called The Real Me. In 1977, Billy Karloff and the Goats regularly gigged at the Roxy in London. They made an obscure album called The Maniac, changed the name to Billy Karloff and the Supremes, eventually changed that to Billy Karloff and the Extremes, somehow managed to sign a record deal with Warner Brothers in America, and put out a kind of glossy punk album in 1981. Called Let Your Fingers Do the Talking. This is a song from that record by Billy Karloff and the Extremes called Moanin'.
Still you could.
Circus of Power is a hard rock heavy metal band out of New York City, formed in 1986, put out 4 studio albums, the first self-titled album released by RCA in 1988. This is a song from that record by Circus of Power. It's called In the Wind. The Toll was a rock band out of Columbus, Ohio, active from the mid-80s to the early 90s. consisted of vocalist Brad Cercotti, guitarist Rick Silk, bassist Greg Bartram, and drummer Brett Mayo. Their first album, The Price of Progression, was released by Geffen Records in 1988 and produced by Steve Thompson and Michael Barbiero. Here's a song from that record by The Toll. It's called Word of Honor. Crisis Party, formed in Seattle in 1984. Original members were singer Kenny Gordon, guitarist Tommy Hansen, and a drummer named Duff McKagan, who had previously been in a band with Tommy called The Farts. Duff left the band soon after and joined a band called 10 Minute Warning. He was replaced by a guy named Eric Erickson. So this is a Seattle band, and it's kind of a pre-grunge, like psychedelic glam type thing. Sort of like in the Mother Love Bone Green River vein, I guess. Let's hear a song from their record, Rude Awakening. Came out in 1990, This is Crisis Party and Father, Father. And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a song by the River Dogs. This is a band that Vivian Campbell had in between his stint with Whitesnake and then joining Def Leppard. And this album was released by Epic Records in 1990. This is a song by the River Dogs called Spooky.
Wears it. Man's got a hole in his head.
I'll be back.